1 ABH, Kilo 1, Alpha Bravo Hotel listening.
ABH, this is N0TR. My name's Tom, I'm over towards Spartanburg.
Name's Andrew. I didn't catch your call, and I also need to ask, I didn't butt in on a conversation, did I? Just realized that I had my volume down, so that's why I wasn't hearing nobody.
No, sir, you didn't, and we'd understand if you did, because all of us have done that. I didn't get your name again. I was reading this license tag up here in front of me, and got a nice signal into the repeater this morning. We're just leaving Lidl's over here in Spartanburg and headed back towards Greer.
Yeah, my name is Andrew, and I'm down in Anderson, kind of close to downtown.
Andrew, well, good morning, and my wife said you didn't get my call, but I'm driving, and I'm 73, so I missed that. It's November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR, and the name's Tom, Andrew.
Enough to remember. Yeah, I was trying to get some stuff done with my antenna, redoing my antenna on my house, and the rain picked up, so now I'm getting rained out.
Some transmit better if it's raining or snowing, so you got something to look forward to.
Got to redo it all together. I've got it on a tripod on the roof, and my wife wasn't too happy with it, and to be honest, I wasn't too happy with how it turned out. I thought it was going to be a little bit less noticeable than it was, so I got me some rigid pipe that I'm basically putting in the ground and then securing it to the fascia of the house, and it's going to be a lot less noticeable that way.
Roger. Well, I can see it's starting to look darker as we're heading towards the west. It's sunshine right here, Andrew. Well, all I can say to that is you got to keep the War Department happy, and if she's happy, you'll be happy. I had a tripod mount on my house back home, and I had a small beam on it, and it worked out great. Probably a lot safer that way, but in another way, it can be a good lightning rod. If you got it grounded good in that, it can take the lightning away from your house and down to the ground. So there's different opinions on that. But I'd still put a lightning arrestor on it before it comes into the house. You can get an Alpha Delta and stick in line with it, and ground it to the same ground as your main entrance to your house is grounded, Andrew.
I put me together an entry panel that's there now, and I've got one Alpha Delta for my main good radio, and then my cheaper radios, I've got the MFJ version, and I'll probably eventually upgrade to the Alpha Delta just because I've get different opinions on MFJ products, but I figure for now they'll at least take care of the static. But yeah, the new mass is going to work out, I hope, a lot better, because it's going to get me about another 5 feet of height, and it'll come down less than a foot away from my ground rod that I put for my shack. I couldn't tie into the main utility ground. Turns out my house is super grounded, so I had to put me a ground rod right outside my shack, and then I just tied that into one of the ground wires going from the main utility meter to the Ufer ground.
That ought to be all right. Boy, somebody lost a load of trash over here right in the middle of the road. Yeah, on the lightning arresters, if you're dealing with HF, you want to get one for that bandwidth, and UHF or VHF for that bandwidth. But other than that, to be honest with you, most of them are spark gaps, and I think the MFJ would be just fine. Too many liabilities if it wasn't. So I wouldn't worry about that too much. It depends. MFJ is making a lot better products now and than they did in the past. And the old saying in the old days was mighty fine junk, but I don't think that's true. I'm sure there is certain products that they carry that are what I call China products or Chinese. And that's hard to steer away from nowadays, but I believe you'll be all right with that, and it sounds like you're grounded perfectly all right. The only one that controls the lightning and whether it gets in or not is you and the good Lord, and I think he holds the precedence on that. Any direct strike is going to, you know, it's going to happen. And one of the things that I like to recommend to the new amateur radio operators to get a whole house lightning arrestor. And you can get those at Home Depot or Lowe's. And it's just like a two-pole circuit breaker. You put it in your main panel, and it's just a big old MOV. But some of them have warranties on them for up to $75,000 in equipment in your house. So for $50 or so, I think it's a good way to go, and they're very easy to install. Just snap them in, and you got one neutral wire to hook up and one ground wire to hook up.
I have to look into that. I haven't ever heard of that, but the MFJs are certainly, because I needed two of those, so they were certainly cheaper, easier on the budget, because that's one thing I didn't bank on. You know, when I first got into the hobby and I wanted to put a radio in the house, I was had every intention of putting a radio in a room and throwing an antenna up on the ceiling or on the roof and calling it a day. And then the more I started diving into it and learning about all the lightning protection, and I got a little overwhelmed at first, and to be honest, came close to just giving up on it and staying mobile. But I did enough research, and that's another reason I settled on the MFJs was because the lightning arrestors, you know, I kind of learned through the research that they're more or less for static more so than lightning, and they can mitigate some lightning, but if you get a direct strike, I mean, only thing that can save you there is, like you said, the good Lord. So you're more or less just trying to prevent a fire than you are actually saving your equipment. So I put a little bit more effort into grounding the mast, since I figure if anything's going to take a direct hit, that's going to be the most likely path.
I mean, like, you're pretty smart land, Andrew, and I think you're doing fine. You'd have to be pretty unlucky to get a strike of lightning that's that close anyways. But we had one come pretty close to our house one time. It took out the cable TV. And, of course, blew the fuse out on the high voltage side. But no big deal. Boy, it shook the house. And they do happen down here. The further south you go, the worse the lightning gets. So they say, Florida being the worst, or one of the worst. I'm going to make a turn right here now. Get off this main drag over here on 29, headed towards the QTH. Well, I'll give you an example. I had a friend in 5SD back in Kansas that took care of all the microwave towers for the Kansas Southern Railroad. And Steve showed me the inside of a microwave tower one day that had been struck. And normally, it doesn't amount to anything. It just goes to ground, and you go on. Same way with TV towers. And this one got hit pretty hard, and he had polyphasers all over the wall with big, huge strips of copper plating hooking everything to ground. And they were blowed up like one of these suicide bombers looked after the bomb. And polyphasers is another maker like Alpha Delta, only they've got a little higher price tag, and there's surely nothing wrong with them. But, like I say, there's nothing that's lightning-proof.
Yeah, when I first started, I did most of my research on radio reference because that was what I had known from back in high school and whatnot. I was really big into CB. I wouldn't say really big, but I had a CB in my car. Me and a buddy talked on it all the time, and so I was familiar with radio reference. That's where I went back to, and there's a guy on there. He was telling me about the polyphasers, and, you know, he was saying they were more expensive, but apparently they're a little bit more, I think they market a little bit more for the commercial end than they do the residential.
This is an N0TR for ID here. I've seen polyphasers listed quite a bit in the catalogs over the years, but I'm sure you're probably correct in that. They did a lot of commercial stuff. But I just pray that I never get hit. I've never had a direct strike back home when I had a tower. But it's sticking up there at the highest point out in the area in a case like that. You know, if it's higher than the power lines, it's probably going to go for the antenna. But you just never know. It's a roll of the dice, Andrew. Sounds to me like you've done your research well. I don't know everything about stuff like that. I started out in the military where I was in an air crew and got interested in radio, but I wasn't a radioman at the time. I just go up and sit by the radio operator now and then, and it intrigued me. So I got into CB in the early 70s, and then it got nasty and cruddy, and so I couldn't have that around my girls. And the wife. So eventually, years later, about 93, I got into ham radio. And I've enjoyed it ever since.
That's kind of actually what got me back into it. And I wanted to put a CB back in my current vehicle because I hadn't had one for several years. And I got one in there and started looking into... I think when I was in high school, I just flat one in the car, and, you know, who knew what SWR was at that time. And then, so this time I, you know, did a little bit more research and wanted to do it right, and that kind of, one thing led to another, and I kind of got into the ham thing. But there's actually, and I'm with you 100% on that, on the CB thing. As quick as I got into it, I kind of got back out of it, just realizing how trashy it was, and Channel 6, I don't know what's going on there. But there's a couple of guys here in Anderson, I think most all of them are hams, if not all of them, and they chit-chat on Channel 40, I hear them all the time, and they're a good group of guys, but outside of that, yeah, it's almost not even worth listening to.
Yes, my beliefs are that, too, Andrew, right down those lines. And they're good people and everything. It's just that the percentage or the ratio got to be very few good ones and too many bad ones. Now, the truckers still use them for when they get to their ports and stuff like that. And I'm sure it keeps them awake at night going down the road, but we hear truckers on here, and they're good operators, and enjoy talking to them. I remember back in the old days talking to a semi-truck driver down someplace around Reno or Las Vegas, and he had a Niki, which you may not even know what that is, but it's Morse code, the key mounted on your knee, and he was driving an 18-wheeler and talking to me. Very fluently, I might add, on Morse code. And I talked to a van down in that area one day at way late at night. And that carries it a little bit to the extreme. I could do that. And I have friends that have operated mobile. But most of the time, they'll pull over and stop. Not always. But it's enjoyable. And you get an influx of that kind of thing on ham radio, too, at times. But not so much. This has been a really good repeater overall, Andrew. This is N0TR.
1ABH. Yeah, I actually just started talking on this repeater. It was either last night or the night before, because I honestly didn't know if I'd be able to hit it.
Oh, you hit it just fine. And there is a net at 9 o'clock, of course, on this repeater. And I know there is one down in Anderson. I've just very rarely ever used it because I live here in the area, and I've been a member of this club for about 11 years, I guess. And I just keep my dues up just because I use the repeater all the time, but you certainly do not have to. It's an open repeater. And if I lived in Anderson, I'd belong to that one, I think. I belong to a couple of HF clubs. But I still do CW, and I swore that I'd never use that once I passed my 20 words a minute. But, you know, I really enjoy it anymore, and it's a good mode of communication. But HF's good. But, you know, Andrew, you get the same thing there. There's frequencies you learn to stay away from.
That there's a few almost kind of ham version of channel sixes.
One or two occasionally, pretty regular matter of fact. Just depends on who you're talking to. But Andrew, I enjoyed talking to you, and the pleasure's all mine. And we're just a few blocks from home, so I'll let you go. You keep after it, and you might get interested in HF. And like I said, it's a game of percentages, and there are far more good ones than there are bad ones on ham radio. So take care, my friend, and it's nice meeting you this morning. My wife, Bernice, here, 53 years, said to tell you hi, and 73's to you and yours. This is N0TR. Talk to you later.
I appreciate you reaching out to me, and you and Bernice have a wonderful day. And I'll probably be listening for the rest of the day. So I'll keep an ear out for anyone that pops back in. N0TR, K1ABH.